Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So college students don't really make a lot of headlines. When something happens on college campuses, I don't know if it's because they're the Gen Zs or the younger millennials or because nobody really takes them seriously or if it's or it's because the students are like, just lay low, don't tell them about the hazing. Don't talk about the party. Lay low. We don't hear a lot about it. But I hear from parents some stuff's going on. So a few years back, I heard that one parent's child almost failed a class because he accidentally had he or she in the paper and not they or them. And I had misunderstood the mom, and I go, oh, so single and plural. He used the plural. And they go, no. He used the pronoun, and they're not supposed to do that anymore. And I go, oh, really? And, it was when this was all starting to happen. And apparently he failed the assignment or something happened. This was at one of the schools he went to. And I don't want to name the school and all that. And I remember going, okay, well, I better tell my kids to really listen to the teacher's instructions because if they aren't, you know, being graded on grammar in terms of, you know, the boy walked into the store, he bought some gum. If you're not, my guess is it's supposed to be Charles walked into the store, they bought some gum. Well, they isn't appropriate because that's plural. I used to get in trouble as a child, but now it's safe because if you said he, you're gender committing. Well, these things were happening and nobody really talked about it, not much, and they were like, all right, well, I guess, you know, if those are the new rules, just, don't be failing your papers. In schools, it's not really democratic. It's whatever the professor wants. That's kind of the way it's been. But now we're being told that students at Pennsylvania University have been warned they could be punished if they fail to use the preferred pronoun of their classmates, even if it's by accident. So Point Park University in Pittsburgh sent out a new policy to students ahead of the 2021-22 school year regarding misgendering, pronoun misuse, and dead naming. Dead naming is the use of a person's legal dead name rather than that person's chosen name. Now, again, I wouldn't know, as a doctor, if it says Jorge Gonzalez, and you decided not to be called Jorge, you decided to be called Raul. I'm not going to know that until you tell me. So a lot of it is, it's not intent. But apparently, according to the email, it says any individual who has been informed of another person's gender identity, pronouns, or chosen name is expected to respect that individual. While the university recognizes the aspect of intent versus impact, we must recognize that regardless of the intent, if an individual is impacted in a harmful way, action could be taken if a complaint is filed. It is unclear what sort of action might be taken against anyone who does go against this policy, though. Are they going to be suspended? Are they going to be kicked out of school? We don't know. The mailing also included the school's pronouns and inclusive language guide. So, for example, pronouns, that, like, that is my laptop, where is my phone, I can't find it, those are pronouns. So, we use pronouns, like they have on here, I like Sam, he is nice, someone dropped their phone. Someone dropped their phone isn't necessarily what we learned in grammar, because there is plural, someone is singular. But I guess we're changing that now. So, someone dropped his or her phone, you could say, but what a lot of us are doing to play it safe is we're just saying they. They. So, if some people want he or she, hers, they can. But if not, switch it to they, them, or theirs to be gender neutral. Now, again, what's really interesting is when I went to school, they were just so strict. So strict about not mixing plural and singular that it has been ingrained for years to, in my prose and my writing, to not use they or them for somebody who's a single, who's a singular person. But you can't use it. It is inappropriate. So, you know, it, so they basically have, you know, they even say, don't make a big deal of using the wrong pronouns. Don't go, oh, sorry, using they, them is so hard to get used to. They say, don't do that either. They don't want you to disrespect somebody. They want to make sure. Now, many people will ask for a he or a she. So they may, like, we have a transgender relative, and they've already given us their new name, how they want to be addressed, and so you don't have to do they, you could say she. But, you know, this is obviously it's going to take time for people to learn. For others, I mean, it's easy, just, you know, if they want to be, you know, approached that way, fine. But, you know, I mean, everybody does deserve to be, you know, if somebody calls me Dolly and I'm like, it's Dahlia, that's disrespectful to call me Dolly if I've asked you not to. So I get it. I totally get it. But the problem is punishments. I can't tell you how many times people say yes, sir, to me. Yeah, I mean, I don't make a big deal about it. You call me yes, sir. I get it. You know, you're not going to get punished for that. So it's going to be interesting to see what sort of punishment, and is it across the board. If somebody, let's say, bullies you, do they also get punished? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I can't stand these stories, but I got to tell you guys about them. You know, warn your children. But an Uber driver rescued a Florida woman who was being sexually assaulted. Then drives her to a new location and assaults her himself. This is just a nightmare. By the way, not the first time I heard of this. I remember in the 80s, there was a woman who I'd met who was raped twice, where she ran to somebody to get some help after she was attacked, and then that person turned around. I mean, how do people like that exist in this world? It's frightening. But a Florida woman thought she was being saved from a man sexually assaulting her by an Uber driver. But then he turns out and assaults her allegedly afterwards. The incident took place on September 10th when a man, 30-year-old Jorge Calderon Nunez, starts assaulting the victim. She was rescued from the attack by Kerry Calvin Gasog, 37 years old. He broke up the incident and drove her away. Gasog then took the victim to Southernmost Point, a Key West landmark where tourists pose for photos by the Atlantic Ocean. He dragged her out of his SUV and then assaulted her behind the landmark. Police cited tourist webcam that shows the victim clearly trying to get away from him. He later told authorities that everything was consensual. A Boston dispatcher watching the webcam tipped police off to the incident, believing he was watching a rape in progress. Gasog was arrested September 11th, charged with sexual assault, false imprisonment, and destroying evidence. Authorities said he admitted to returning to Southernmost Point to take the woman's jean shorts and get rid of them on his way home. According to a police report, he also allegedly told investigators she did not scream for help or fight back against the attack like somebody being raped does. Okay, I told you guys, this is many times when we're assaulted, you're in such shock you can't scream. Nunez was arrested September 17th, charged with sexual assault, as well as burglary charge from a prior incident. Both Nunez and Gasog are still in county jail in Florida as they await trial. Just horrible. I mean, that poor woman, and sadly, this happens. How many times have we heard of these cases? And my concern is we get into cars with strangers. I like to trust people. I really do. I start conversations with people all the time, and, you know, I'm very friendly, and I just like, you know, thinking we're all in this together, and, you know, we're Americans, and we all, I don't know, we have a lot in common, and we could talk, and I don't know. So I talk to people randomly all the time at a gas station going, man, this sucks. Look how much you're paying. Or at a grocery store and all that. And, you know, but I went a little over the get into a car with a stranger. I wouldn't meet somebody online, and that's what we're doing. You know, there was a meme that was circulating on social media going, remember how we were kids, we were told to never get into a car with a stranger, never give somebody over the phone your credit card number or birthday and all that, and that's exactly what we're doing. Don't meet somebody for a date that you don't know. This is what we're doing. We have become a very vulnerable society right now. And remember there was, I forget which where this happened, but a girl gets into the back of a car that she thought was her Uber. And he ends up murdering her. I mean, the parents must be beside themselves. I mean, this is, I don't know what I would do if I had a daughter. I've told my kids to take Uber if they need to because, again, we've trusted Uber. You just can't trust some of the drivers. And I really don't know what sort of vetting process there is when you have this type of baloney happen. But we trust them. We get into people's cars. We tell them to take us home. We're giving strangers our home address. Yeah, it all goes into a system, and Uber is supposed to somehow, you know, vet, and there's supposed to be some safety mechanisms in place, but the truth of the matter is you're getting into a car with a complete stranger. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember I told you guys that there was kind of an alcohol shortage and everybody was like, oh my gosh, panic. And they said, no, don't panic. We knew that there were some problems going on in July, roughly this summer, because as stores opened up, retail opened up, whatever issues we had with food obviously pervaded to the alcohol sector. So when there were the lockdowns and restaurants and bars, especially bars and clubs, got hit some of the hardest. The manufacturers, the shipping, the distribution, all was detained. And it all slowed down. Then all of a sudden everything gets to open back up. And people are like, woohoo, party. We have the Life is Beautiful. We have games. You know, football games are back on. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And so, you know, people now want to drink. They want to go to the games. They want beer. Well, apparently the demand is so high that supply can't keep up. And some states are having to ration alcohol. They say consumer demand post-lockdown and shipping logistic issues such as lack of truck drivers have led to liquor shortages. Some distributors also cite supply chain issues like lack of bottles and corks. As a result, multiple states have now had to implement measures including rationing. So in Pennsylvania, the Liquor Control Board, the PLCB, instituted a 2-bottle-per-customer limit in stores, restaurants, bars of certain alcohol types. According to AP News, these include various champagne, bourbon, whiskey products, and there's a list of 43 bottles. And Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon, Don Perignon Champagne Brut, Don Julio 1942 Tequila, Hennessy Cognac, Jack Daniel's Number 7 Black Label Tennessee Whiskey. There's a whole bunch of them. And so we actually have now, if you could buy, you only get to buy 2 at a time. In New Jersey, according to NorthJersey.com, Paul Santentel, executive director of the New Jersey Liquor Store Alliance and owner of Garden State Discount Liquors in Perth Amboy, said he's begun to ration over 100 items so that people will be able to enjoy currently the hard-to-get products. And that's the problem. Once people know there's a shortage, they immediately start to hoard and stock up. In Ohio, there's been supply shortages in demand. Liquor distributors are scrambling. Other states as well, grappling with alcohol demand, like Vermont, North Carolina. Industry experts say this trend is global, but what's interesting is they say it's not going to rectify or resolve for years. This is what blows my mind. In a heartbeat, a blink of an eye, we locked things down. To reopen is going to take years. And I know people are like, I don't understand. Say you could go back to work. Everybody come back. Well, you know, for our businesses, and we own a couple, we got to open back up after 6 weeks. We kept in close contact with our staff. The staff make pretty good money, so they wanted to come back. So we had everybody come back who wanted to come back, which was fantastic. And so it was, you know, there wasn't that delay. There wasn't that, you know, so, you know, we were very, very fortunate. But the longer you stay closed down and the longer, like we saw with California, sadly, it's really hard to get things back going. Now, why is the alcohol being consumed more? So some states are saying alcohol consumption soared 38% since the pandemic. So why? Why did alcohol go up? It's not just that people were home. Well, it could be they lost their job. Maybe they lost a loved one and they were depressed. Maybe, you know, they aren't around other people. And you would think, well, they're around other people and consumption is high because people are going out. But if a lot of people didn't have to drive, then, and they aren't working, then why not open up the beer? And so they're drinking at home. Also, I think a lot of people bought alcohol for sanitation purposes. Remember there was a hand sanitizer shortage? And then, of course, many people who did fight their addiction to alcohol relapsed. So prices are continuing to rise. So kick back. It's going to take a while. Crack open a bottle of water. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. McCarthy blaming the Biden administration for multiple crises facing the nation, pointing to the high prices consumers are facing and employers are trying to find workers.
American families are paying historically high prices for everyday goods and their families, primarily the working class. We'll continue to bear the burden of rising costs for possibly the next several years. And as our small and local businesses look to regain their footing from the pandemic, they are faced with a government-caused labor shortage, forcing service disruptions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending, Pelosi likening it to a credit card bill that has to be paid. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As things continue to deteriorate on the U.S.-Mexico border, we're now hearing about more illegal immigrants being let into the country.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A suspect will stand trial for an incident last month at the Library of Congress. A judge ruling Floyd Rosenberry is mentally competent to stand trial on charges related to a bomb threat. The North Carolina man is accused of threatening to use explosives and a weapon of mass destruction at the Library of Congress. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there's a 1 in 3 chance that Lake Powell will not be able to generate hydropower in 2023 due to drought conditions. Now, for those of you that don't live in the Southwest and you live on the East Coast, you're getting plenty of water. But for those of us in the Southwest, it's not looking very good. And we have falling water levels at some major lakes, Lake Mead in Nevada, Lake Powell in Arizona. And Lake Powell is the second largest man-made reservoir in the U.S. And they say it could make the dam's hydroelectric power generation impossible as soon as next year. This is according to new projections released Wednesday by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The new model shows a 3% chance that Lake Powell, which is located on the Colorado River from northern Arizona to southern Utah, could drop below the minimum level needed to allow the lake's Glen Canyon Dam to generate hydroelectricity next year. In 2023, the chance of a shutdown grows to 34%.
They said when running at full capacity, the dam produces power that is distributed to some 5.8 million homes and businesses spanning from Nebraska to Nevada. That's me, people. If I don't have water, look, if it's yellow, let it mellow, but when it's brown, we got to flush it down. They say the latest outlook, according to CNN, for Lake Powell is troubling. The Reclamation's Upper Colorado Basin Regional Director Wayne Pullen said in a news release, they say this highlights the importance of continuing to work collaboratively within the basin states, tribes, and other partners towards solutions. So Lake Mead is the nation's largest reservoir. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just dropping at disastrous levels. The two reservoirs are fed by the Colorado River watershed, and they provide a critical supply of our drinking water and irrigation for many across the region, including rural farms, ranches, native communities. Yet people keep moving to our area in droves. They're leaving California and coming to us. In late July, Lake Powell had fallen to roughly 3,500 feet in elevation, which is just 33% of capacity. That's below the previous all-time level set back in 2005. They say the projections for water levels of Lake Mead provides water to 25 million people in the West. They say those are also bleak as climate change, drought, and poor runoff continue. In 2025, the updated projections now show a 66% chance that Lake Mead could drop below the critical threshold of about 1,025 feet below above sea level. If water levels stay below that threshold, it is going to trigger deeper water cuts. That's going to affect millions of people in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. They also say there's greater than a 1 in 5 chance that water levels on Lake Mead are going to fall below 1,000 feet. I don't see how it's not doing that already. And they say that's barely 100 feet above what's considered Deadpool, a level at which no water can flow through Hoover Dam. They say new models come just over a month after the Colorado River system first ever shortage was declared. It triggered water cuts that will be felt next year in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. So, I mean, look, we've seen the Colorado and its levels go up and down, but over the, you know, past few centuries go down. That's why we have the Grand Canyon. I mean, we have canyons, we have desert. That's nothing new to the area. I really don't think it was hamburgers in the 1960s that got really popular, or the 50s, the burger and fries. I don't really think that did it. But we are experiencing a drought, and it is a record drought. They say the Colorado River Basin and much of the Southwest are in the midst of climate change-fueled mega drought. It stretched on for more than 20 years. They say a study published in the journal Science in 2020 found that the period from 2000 to 2018 was the driest 19-year stretch since the late 1500s. Now, interestingly, we really didn't have a lot of people here in the 1500s. Not a lot of really good record keeping. But they say matters have gotten worse. They looked at paleoclimate and historical records. Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico experience exceptional drought. And this current drought is going to continue on to 2022. So, as drought conditions cause water levels to drop, billions of kilowatt hours of hydroelectricity that power homes from Nebraska to Arizona are at risk. And I just don't understand why then we aren't slowing down on houses coming over. I mean, that's a huge problem. I mean, we have people, I mean, I could cut back on my water usage, and I do. I do. I mean, if I have to drink Jack Daniels and not water, I will. Fine by me, okay? But anything I cut is going to be completely overrun by, what you know, people moving in. So I just don't understand. I don't understand what we're supposed to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then, some experts suggest that overweight children get weight loss surgery. Medics obviously are cautious about offering bariatric surgery to overweight youngsters. They think it could disrupt their growth. But a Saudi Arabian study dismissed the concerns, saying the benefits of the procedure were, quote, clear. They said results showed the surgery helped them keep weight off a decade after the operation and reverse type 2 diabetes.
They also found that it did not stunt their growth in height. Lead author Dr. Ayed Al-Qahtani, a professor of bariatric surgery from the King Saud University, said if you surgically intervene early, you could cure children's obesity-related diseases early and improve their quality of life. If you wait longer, their diseases might become irreversible. So in the U.S., 2 in 10 children are obese. I think it's even higher. I don't know if I would recommend weight loss operations. A lot of people do. They cost thousands of dollars. But the most common one is where they do the sleeve gastrectomy, where they just remove the hanging pouch of the stomach so the stomach is smaller and it doesn't mess with any of the vital tubes, the inputs and the outputs. But my concern with that is I've seen people fail their surgery. If they don't undergo the psychological transformation and approach food differently and approach exercise differently, or they have bad genes, they may not keep the weight off. Some people do. A lot of people do. But a lot of people don't. And so my question is a child psychologically mature enough to make those changes? If they were, they might not be in the position they're in. Now, I do agree that many children I see in terms of families where everybody has the same body build and the same obesity problem. And yes, it could also be what the parents are serving, but it's very rare to see one super skinny kid in a family that's obese. And I think genes do play a big part of it. I mean, my friends, they can eat 2 to 3 slices of pizza. I smell pizza and I gain weight. I think genetics is a huge part of it. But it's just, I really worry about the surgery. I mean, there's also a gastric band surgery, which is starting to be less popular in America. On the flip side, though, some people say, look, we don't have time. We need kids to not get diabetes. We need kids to avoid the risk of having long-term health issues. So if they do gain the weight back, some people say, who cares? Because at least you gave them some sort of protection. You gave them 10 years of not having to, you know, deal with the extra obesity. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty, I think that's going to be kind of psychologically traumatizing. That's kind of, I mean, you know, when you do bariatric surgery, you are on a liquid diet, and then you're on a very, very strict, very, very strict diet. And kids might be like, okay, don't worry, this is just temporary, just temporary. They have to understand that that type of eating is going to kind of have to be the norm. Very small amounts of food. 1-877-DOLLY.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So having been an employer, I've had all sorts of employees. I've had some employees who were just stellar. They were just rock stars. And I even said, look, go home. You don't have to be here. I got this. I got this. You got a family? Go home. I had others who would always try to leave, hang out, just wander around, and not work. You know, there is, it's when you are paying somebody's salary and there's, you know, patients' lives on the line, you owe it to the patients to make sure there's somebody there that is actually there for them and not trying to kind of loiter in the back hall and wait to clock out 3 hours later. Well, sadly, some employers take it too far. And the bathroom issue is a very tricky one. Because, you know, I need to use the bathroom when I need to use the bathroom. And I need to know that my employer won't give me any trouble for doing that. Yet, some people, not everybody, they use the bathroom as a way to be able to be on their phones. In those places where you aren't allowed to access your phone, you're saying, look, I got to grab my purse, female stuff. You go get your phone. You're able then to access your phone, do all your communication on bathroom time. So many employers have told me they have a big issue with people's cell phone at work, cell phone in the bathroom. And I tell them, let them access their cell phone at work then, because otherwise they're going to keep going to the bathroom. You know, especially if they're a mom and they have kids. I go, when you take somebody's phone away, they're going to obsess about it. So you might as well let them have their phone nearby. And I get, it's tricky. Well, some, you know, employers have had to modify many of their rules, and some workers have complained. So California yesterday became the first state to bar mega retailers for firing warehouse workers for missing quotas that interfere with bathroom and rest breaks under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, this came from Amazon's drive to get goods to customers quickly, like 24 hours. I mean, it's great. I log on to Amazon. I need toilet paper. They go, you'll get it in 24 hours. I'm like, oh, great. 24 hours. And I think to myself, man, they're on it. Well, who's they? Well, it's people who are being told, you got to turn this around. So California is also barring Amazon, the online retail giant and similar companies, according to Yahoo News and MSN, from disciplining workers for following health and safety laws. And it allows employees to sue to suspend unsafe quotas or reverse retaliation. The bill applies to all warehouse distribution centers. And Newsom says we cannot allow corporations to put profit over people. The law is AB 701. It was authored by Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, a lawyer and former labor leader. She accused Amazon of disciplining warehouse workers at the direction of an algorithm that tracks employees' activities and can determine that anything not directly related to moving packages is, quote, off task. She says Amazon is pushing workers to risk their bodies for next day delivery while they can't so much as use the restroom without fearing retaliation. So when you look at it that way, it seems like a no-brainer. It sounds like that the company is, and we've heard various similar complaints where people can't feel like they can go to the bathroom. They feel like they can't take a break, and you are supposed to be allowed breaks. That's what the labor laws protect you from. And we're being told that they aren't getting those breaks. They can't go to the bathroom when they need to go to the bathroom. Mind you, when I was in internship and residency, same thing. You had to hold it for hours. It was horrible. But, you know, if because they have to turn something around and the workload is unbelievable, yeah, somebody needs to protect the workers. If, however, there's the other side of it where, you know, people who don't want to do their job are hiding out in the bathroom, then, you know, what does an employer do? According to MSN, Amazon did not respond for requests for comment. The law gives large warehouse employers 30 days to disclose quotas to employees. Workers who think the quotas lead to unsafe behavior can ask for 90 days worth of documentation of how their work speed meets or fails the quota. Any discipline within that 90 days is presumed to be retaliation. As is any discipline within 90 days of an employee complaining to the company or state agency about an unsafe quota. So on one end, all right, a very healthy discourse between employer and employee is always admirable. Say, look, this is what I'm doing. Here's my output. I'd like to see where I'm failing. What is it that's not working to your potential? Can you show me? I think every employee should have a right to actually actually see the numbers and see what are they doing that's right and wrong. Here's the problem, though. If there is somebody that really is being lazy and not working and not pulling their weight while others are, and they quickly go, okay, I want to see the proof, then you can't fire them for 90 days and they could be coasting on that job for 90 days. And the one thing that employers grapple with and employees and supervisors and managers grapple with is if there is one employee that is getting away with not working and being lazy, then the other employees are like, why am I doing their work? I mean, you'll have somebody with good work ethic, but for the most part, other people are like, why should I do it? Why should I do it? Gonzalez said in reports from several labor advocacy groups, including the Warehouse Worker Resource Center and Strategic Organizing Center, to assert that Amazon employees are far more likely to suffer serious injuries than those working in other warehouses. California's workplace regulators would have to consider investigating if a worksite or employer has an annual employee injury rate that is 1.5 times higher than the warehousing industry's average annual injury rate. Well, remember, they're going to have to filter out. I mean, if Amazon is the biggest employer, they're going to have the most number of injuries. But I agree, you can't have working conditions that are unsafe. Yesenia Barrera, a former warehouse employee, is now an organizer with the Warehouse Worker Resource Center, recalled the constant pressure to perform carrying, bending, reaching, twisting, and packing items from 30, 60 pounds for hours a day. 27 business organizations, however, led by the California Retailers Association, objected that California is home to thousands of warehouse distribution centers that together provide quality jobs to hundreds of thousands of working-class Californians. The group sent a letter to lawmakers, cited U.S. Department of Labor data that wages in the transportation and warehousing sector have risen more than 70% in the last year. Amazon employs 150,000 Californians, including at dozens of fulfillment centers. So they say the legislation is burdensome and needlessly overbroad. Workers are supposed to already be protected by existing occupational safety standards. So, you know, this to me makes me wonder what's going on. Because technically the labor laws already should allow the breaks. You're supposed to get a 15-minute break for every four hours. Not supposed to work overtime. If at all you get hurt, there's supposed to be workers' comp. There's supposed to be the labor board, I mean, for years, and there hasn't really been a lot of changes because it seem to work. Now, personally, one 15-minute break for 4 hours might not cut it. So maybe institute a small break an hour. But apparently, people are feeling overworked. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.